Hey there. Welcome to The Horrible Show, the video game podcast from HorribleNight.com. We're coming at you live. It is Tuesday, February 7th, 2012, and our topic for this evening is playing off of our monthly theme of gaming crushes, where we ask the questions tonight of will they or won't they. We're going to go through several video game pairings and analyze and answer the question, will they or won't they. I'm your host, Justin Lacey, gamertag J-Devil, joining me this evening via Skype, and on the really itty-bitty computer to my right, it's Cole Monroe.
Hi there!
What's going on, Coleman?
I'm here on this smallish screen to Justin's right, he said.
Do you think we're trying to send you a message by putting you on smaller and smaller screens for the live stream?
I am actually flattered. After Josh Lee has just berated me constantly about calling me a Brumac and being a big dude, I'm glad I could look smaller.
I think it's actually trying to play up my ego since I'm the smallest guy on the show.
I'm going to put him on a netbook next time.
And we got
then a tablet.
Hey, I don't need to.
We can go. Wait, we'll go MacBook Air, then the netbook, then a tablet.
7-inch tablet.
No, 11-inch first, and then the 7-inch. Mm-hmm. Wait, we got to string this out. We've got to have Cole on for a few more shows because we've got to fill up a whole year here. But. That's Josh Lee, who I'm talking to. He's man in the cameras, man in the keyboards, man in the
man
show.
Up.
Man in the show.
Ones and twos?
Man it up's what up.
How do you feel to be in the man in the show in the same city as Peyton? Wait.
God damn.
No. I believe Netheads was helping out with the Super Bowl this past week. Is that correct?
No.
No. But did your video game racing stuff?
Mm-mm.
Did not go down.
I don't know what you're talking. If I knew what you were talking about. Oh yeah, we did. Yeah, we were downtown. We were entertaining some people that were involved in them, but we don't like to usually talk about our clients like
guys.
That, like in public. Like we don't like to disclose. Like we did this thing for these one people. It's kind of rude, so I don't do that normally. Right. But we can do it tonight.
Since you put you on the spot. Yeah.
Brandon Jacobs pinched my buttocks.
Ooh.
And it was a hard pinch. He's a big
Josh
man.
Lee. Josh Lee and Brandon Jacobs. Will they or won't they? We'll come back to that because
I think they did.
First we're going to check in with Ethan Moses. Ethan, how you doing during that
it's
drink?
It's me.
It is you. That's really easy to build off of and make a conversation. Thanks for that.
I watched the Super Bowl on Sunday.
Did you watch the sports championship?
I watched the Madonna halftime show. That's all I watched.
Where she exploded into world peace.
which
was sending contradicting statements in my mind.
Who?
When Madonna exploded into world peace.
Who's world peace?
I'm violating FCC regulations right now.
What are you doing?
Oh, God. No, I guess it is kind of playing on the small screen. He's making a vulgar hand gesture.
Oh, no.
What was that about? What about the children?
But we're behind an age gate or at least some sort of admittance that you're an adult before you can view this show, so I think we're going to be okay.
An age gate?
Ethan hasn't really used the internet.
What is this?
He only watches Sesame Street video game videos and never gets an age gate.
You said age gate. He thought you were talking about ageofconsent.com.
No.
It's a lot less funny if I'm the only one in the room that knows what that is.
Yeah.
Ethan, I believe, though...
I'm doing well.
You got kicked out of your house for the Super Bowl. How'd that go down?
Well, I don't really want to talk about my clients. It went well. Hey, you know, you should totally take advantage of when people come into town to want to stay at places, and you should rent your house out. Rent your house out for everything that you possibly can do. Because it's profitable, and it's fun, and my cats were not happy, though. That was the worst thing is the cats were not happy.
Why didn't you just leave the cats there?
No, not my babies. Not my babies. I'm not going
to
leave my babies.
It'll be fine. People love cats. They're not going to do anything bad. You know who they are. What are they going to do to your cat?
I didn't know. I didn't know them. I knew of them, but there was a middleman.
Yeah, but you... Oh,
me, middleman, people.
Did you have celebrities stay at your house, Ethan?
No, I wasn't... Well, maybe. do you know who Nicki Minaj is? That's not true. That's not true.
I have no idea.
I don't think many people do.
Also joining us in the background, manning the chat room this evening, we've got JP LaFrance. You can see, hey, he snuck on camera. Turn the camera.
No.
Turn the camera.
No. Yeah.
I need to go touch the camera.
But yeah, JP will be asking you a series of questions throughout the show and relaying your answers to us, and we'll give you a shout out when your answer catches our attention or confuses Ethan, one of the two. So
yeah, that'll happen.
It does happen a lot.
For the show tonight, we're going to kick things off with our game industry shout outs, just kind of going over any headlines that have had the attention of members of our show in the past week. Then we'll do some horrible shout-outs and give a little bit more attention to some of the editorial original articles on HorribleNight.com. Then we'll jump into our featured discussion, gaming crushes, will they or won't they? Start listing your favorite or memorable video game pairings in video games, and we will, in the chat... Yeah, list them in the video game.
Yeah.
list them in chat, and JP will pass those along, and we'll answer that question for you. And then we'll wrap up the show with some HorribleNight.com updates and get out of here. And stick around after the show.
Yes.
We're going to be doing some live gaming,
mm-hmm.
playing video games in an elevator or something related
like
to that.
All of us together?
Like at least three of us.
Not JP.
No.
Maybe.
He can't stay.
Oh, okay. Curfew. Josh is not inviting JP.
He's a doctor. He gets up early.
Yeah.
He is a doctor. All right. Game industry shout outs. Ethan, you are going to kick us off.
I am. Puppies. I love puppies, but I love puppy games even more. This past week, Puppy Games released Titan Attacks on Steam. It's been out for a little while, but it finally caught my attention on Steam. I don't know how I missed this game, because I visit that website. Well, actually, I haven't visited it for a while, but I visited the website quite a while back when I played Revenge of the Titans, and if you hadn't guessed it, the Titans from Revenge of the Titans are also in Titans Attack.
They're attacking.
The Titans don't like us humans. And this real good game. I wanted to give it a shout out because it was Space Invaders, but with some glitz and some glam. It was the Nicki Minaj of Space Invaders.
Say her name one more time, please.
No, we can't. That's all we're allowed.
Copyright. You can say it three times. But no, I definitely wanted to give my shout out because I love the art style of this developer. It's retro, but it's shiny and glowy, and I love it. I absolutely love it, and I forget sometimes how much I love
it. They actually, on their website, they call it Neo-Retro.
Neo-Retro. I like it. Hey, I'll do it.
And I have to second the shout-out just because I hope I wasn't subliminally influenced by Ethan talking about the game, but I found it on Steam this weekend as well and spent a couple hours with it. And, you know, a couple hours with the Space Invaders type of game, it's got to be pretty good to hold your attention for that long. And I dug their art style in Revenge of the Titans and was happy to see the Titans attack me one more time. So it's really cheap on Steam. Go check it out or grab it off of their website, puppygames.net. Coleman, let's go to your shout out.
I don't have to act like it's Tuesday because it's actually Tuesday, right?
I think it's Tuesday. Is it Tuesday?
Okay.
Tuesday. Yeah.
Tuesday.
Kingdoms of Amalur: Reckoning is out. It's pretty cool. I put about a couple hours into it already. Picked it up today, and it's pretty good. Just got past a little further than my demo experience, so looking forward to some new content. And if you heard that was my wife dropping something.
What'd she drop? Is she okay?
Yeah, it was just a plastic cup.
It was a cup. I'm a sound psychic. You're welcome.
You're the soundest.
And then if you guys have heard of Club Nintendo, if you haven't, it's a club that you can join with like a fan, not a fan club, but a rewards club that Nintendo has for, you know, if you purchase a bunch of their stuff, you get points or coins. For each thing you purchase, and then you can use those coins to buy virtual console games or actual products. And in the past week, I bought Dr. Mario for the 3DS, and I also bought the game case that can hold 18 3DS games. And I just got that in the mail today, so that's pretty cool. I do not have 18 3DS games, but I have three.
That's the one with the three different covers?
Yeah, it has three different covers, and it's just nice to have one case to carry all your games instead of bringing all the cases. So it's pretty neat.
How is that Dr. Mario 3D?
Oh, it's not in 3D. It's just Dr. Mario Express.
Just on the 3DS.
It's just a.
I got excited.
I got the pills coming at me in my face.
It was in their eShop. It wasn't a 3D thing, but that would be cool. Yeah.
I got excited just like Josh. So,
does it take up the whole screen at least, or is it like in a? Is it like just one little window?
It's just the top screen, but it's the whole screen.
So this is not just like a port of something else. They actually.
It might have been on.
It's not emulated, I guess.
It might be like, DSiWare originally.
Okay. As long as it scales.
Are we allowed to talk about Amalur anymore? Like, because you totally just skipped right by that, and I'm kind of interested
in
that.
It's pretty
good.
Kurt Schilling.
It's pretty good.
I heard you were going to skip the show to play it.
Yeah, I did put that tweet out there that I was going to pull an Ethan.
That's not an effective way to lie, by the way. I do read your tweets sometimes.
Oh, well, I was going to eventually come on the show anyway. No, I was definitely coming on the show tonight, but it's very tempting to skip to play video games.
Ethan.
I didn't do that.
No, what?
Josh.
Hey, what's up?
Do you have a game industry shout-out that you'd like to share with the class?
You know what? I do. I would like to throw a little shout out, some love to the special boy of the games industry, David Jaffe. I love him so much. He has no filter on his mouth. He says the dirtiest things. He says things, and we were talking about this earlier. This dude, it's not that he doesn't care, because like if somebody gets upset by something he says, he honestly feels bad. He'll apologize and he'll try to explain himself, and he really feels guilty. But in like the heat of the moment, he'll say things not thinking about like who's going to get mad about it or whatever. And so this week, yesterday I believe, GameTrailers.com put up a video, like an interview/preview of Twisted Metal, Jaffe's new game that's coming out next week. Jaffe's explaining. He's talking about the game. He's kind of hyping it up, whatever. He's talking about some features, answering a few questions and stuff. And they're showing some footage of the game. And it's just, it's exactly what you'd expect when you're talking to the developer and showing the footage. And it's a game trailer's piece, through and through. Until the very end of it, where David Jaffe, and I actually have trouble repeating it out loud, but I'm going to.
You don't have any trouble.
David Jaffe says at the end of this video, that he says, and I'll paraphrase this part. He says something about like it's coming out on Valentine's Day. It's a perfect Valentine's gift. If you get it for your girlfriend, if she wants like the best game ever made, this is the one. Get it for her, and then she'll give you a blowjob. And like, whoa, he said that. And then he turns and he looks right at the camera and he actually says, if you let her win split screen co-op, she will suck your dick. he said that. And he knew,
I'm guessing it's like really out of tone for the rest of the interview.
Absolutely is. Yeah, because he doesn't even cuss once, like the whole time, which he usually.
So you're
really
disappointed up until this point.
No, I'm just thinking about the game. I'm into the game stuff, I'm like, oh yeah, man, it looks good.
Kylie said, don't get me that game.
I said on Twitter, I was like, I'm going to put this to the test. He better not be lying. But, So Jaffe then, and the other thing is Game Trailers actually put this up, that's very uncharacteristic of them to put something like that up there with, just right on the front page.
Well, you were describing to me earlier that it looks like they just stopped watching the video and didn't either notice or just forgot to cut that part.
Yeah, somebody was like, oh, check it out. And then someone else went, yeah, you're going to cut that, right? Oh, yeah.
Well, he's not.
Click, publish.
Why would you cut it? He's not lying. I mean, if it's a good game, she probably will suck your dick. If she really likes Twisted Metal, and even if she doesn't, that's a cool-ass game.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've never played video games before, but I gotta give a BJ right now.
Well, I just want to know, if it's not true, then I'm not gonna let her win.
Oh, no, don't let her.
Geez.
Oh.
But, yeah, anyways, so, and then, poor David. He took a whole bunch of heat online on Twitter from a lot of people that thought that it was like a sexist comment or something like that. I'm like, whatever. They probably cut the part that they it's just clever editing or whatever. He probably said right after that, said something about, you know, cunnilingus as well.
To be fair.
Yeah. But they didn't air that.
How's that sexist? How is that sexist? It's part of love. It's part of a relationship.
Yeah.
Is the beej and then the squeege. You know, that's it.
Yeah.
That's in most people's marriage vows.
And if you can introduce, like, your favorite pastime in the middle of it, I don't see anything
wrong
with that. And obviously, Jaffe doesn't either, but he, you know, he got a lot of shit for it. But
who gave him shit?
Did they time this for our conversation so we could. We're talking about love tonight.
I know. Yeah. I know. Well, anyways, that's.
Nah, it's just. You. Sorry to keep referencing our offline conversation about this, but you also mentioned, you know, that people jumped all over this as far as, you know, getting clicks for their website.
Yeah.
You know, it's just David Jaffe kind of, he makes a lot of headlines, and they're always just waiting for him to say offensive things. And I don't know, on his list of offensive things he said, you know, I don't know, this, like you said, is kind of the most kind-hearted or came from, like, he was just trying to be funny and talk to his fans. And
right, right.
And
I mean, it's not like he's some, like, douchebag that is, he lives alone for his whole life because, you know, no one's going to be with that guy. He's a douche. Like, no, he's like a family man. He's got kids and shit. You know, he's just like, but yeah, he's just, no filter. That's just the way he talks. He doesn't really mean anything negative by any of the stuff he really ever says, I don't think. I mean, he just...
And
it seems
still
like
think it's, I still think
nice
it's
guy.
Funny that people are looking for the creator of Twisted Metal and God of War to, like, make larger statements for the gaming industry.
Right, right.
You know, it's like, that's not his purpose in making games. He's trying to make fun games for his audience, and his audience demographic understands this reference as a joke. And
yeah.
Yeah, it's just unfortunate.
I laughed out loud. And then I went, oh, shit.
Yeah.
Well, just at the end of the day, if you get upset about the prospect of a BJ, you need to check yourself.
You probably never had one.
Now you know. Rainbow.
And I mean that from PSA. Either, yeah.
So my shout out actually goes to the Simpsons game.
Yeah.
Not to the game itself, because I kind of learned through all these arcade game re-releases that they don't really hold up all that well, especially some of the beat-em-ups. But just the manner in which this game was released and announced, it was basically, oh, this game's coming out this week. It was like Tuesday or Wednesday I'm reading announcements about it's going to be released this Friday on Xbox Live Arcade. You don't release games on Friday on Xbox Live Arcade. And then people with PlayStation Plus are going to get it free next week. And it
yes!
just came out of nowhere. Mm-hmm. Like, they've talked about this game for a while, but it was like the week of the game gets released, and kind of surprised me. I was just kind of baffled. So that's why I'm pointing it out, because it was baffling, and I like to be baffled and talk about and say the word baffle as much as possible.
I loved that game in the arcade.
Yeah.
That was a good game.
So I'm scared to play it, because I played the X-Men game and the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles game that I loved in the arcade. Don't really love them so much now. So I think I might just let The Simpsons be a great memory.
Yeah. It would be different, you know, if you build a arcade cabinet or something and you're playing it, you know, with some buddies and you're having some drinks or whatever, but or some Capri Suns,
nachos,
but not, yeah, and some and some cupcakes, and so, yeah, nacho. Well, you wouldn't have nachos and cupcakes, nacho cupcakes,
nacho cupcakes.
Mine.
Sorry.
Damn it.
On that pun, we're gonna move to shout-outs coming from the chat. So if you've got any game industry shout-outs you'd like to point out, hit up JP. He'll type them in real quick, because the only one we've got right now is actually addressed to Josh Lee.
Hey.
And that he should not buy Twisted Metal for Valentine's Day.
Oh, no.
So,
fuck it. Yeah. Well.
So, Josh Lee will not be testing that theory.
Damn it.
But I will.
I want to play that game, though. I'll do it anyways.
Yeah, I think this is
I'll
Twisted Metal's
Ethan,
going to be.
See if that works.
It might. What if it's just magic? Like, suddenly, never mind.
I think Twisted Metal's going to be, like, the first big PlayStation 3 online game for the Horrible Night.
I am so excited.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
So look for that for a game night.
Yeah, we're
going to
play that. So. Play it with me. Not on Valentine's Day, though, because some of us want to retain our relationships after that day, so.
Next up are horrible shout-outs. If you've got any questions or favorite links from the site, we'd like to hear from you now in chat. But we're going to kind of go through some recent articles and give shout-outs to authors other than ourselves. So, Cole, what article would you like to talk about?
You know, we mentioned our – this is a Gaming Crush podcast, and we started last week with our Gaming Crush editorials, and I wanted to focus on Ethan's – it's called Game Character Fantasies Are Dangerous. And if you don't like to read about polygonal sex talk – don't read his article, but if you like hilarity about sharp swords and sharp vaginas, then check it out.
That is a hell of an endorsement.
I was going to say, yeah. You seem really tentative to say that. Like,
don't worry that we have a underage audience listening tonight. But no, it's really good. I was laughing my ass off when I was reading it, and if you want a good laugh, I mean, Ethan can never go wrong. He's never not funny. So,
let's read a quote from Ethan's article that got me to laugh out loud while I was editing it. Even when clothing is removable, the bits and pieces underneath resemble the bods of Ken and Barbie. No nipples, no schlong, and no magical coochie cave.
Wait, is that what you call your wife's?
No, no.
No.
Did I put you on the spot?
Get
that's your on the spot question.
Oh man!
Get funky like a drunk.
Ethan Moses, the face behind the article.
Hey,
the face behind the magical coochie cave.
Or in front of
Josh.
Sorry, ladies.
Josh, hey, what's up? Did you read the website this week?
Yeah.
What stood out to you?
Well, the one article I read did.
The one.
I chose to read something by Cole.
Mostly yeah, I feel so honored.
I felt bad for. I think I made fun of you a few times in the show last week. So, he wrote this. It was a Gaming Regrets article. This is like from 2 weeks ago. January was our Gaming Regrets month.
And, hey, welcome to February, by the way.
Yeah. But Cole, it was right at the end of the month, Cole wrote this piece about throwing out his old consoles, having to get rid of his Nintendo to get a Super Nintendo, and then, you know, the cycle that continued, and how sad he was he didn't have all those things now. And at the end of it, it just got even more depressing when he's talking about buying a Retro Duo or FC Twin, and like, oh man, I felt so bad for you, Cole. It was a good read. I mean, I was right there with you. And at the end, I was like, I wish I could just like go back in time, go to the garage sale, buy this stuff, and then like come back to the future and give that stuff to you now and see your face.
That'd be awesome.
Do you think
you have to buy my Castle Grayskull as well?
Oh, you did. Oh,
can you
man.
Get Boulder Hill for me from Mask? I had some,
oh God,
I think that went into my Super Nintendo as well. But
really?
Do you think as parents that we'll have the foresight to not let our kids make some of these mistakes?
Yes.
Like, I always look at it as our parents are a little bit out of touch with, I don't know, maybe the collector's scene or just how valuable some of this might be as it ages. But will we be able to see that in whatever our kids get?
Yeah. Well, I think at this point, there's, we you know, like, well, gosh, this is going to get real serious. You know, some people grow up and they don't have the best childhood, and you know, then they want to make up for those things that happen to them. Like, it's like, I'm definitely going to make sure my kid doesn't have to go through those things. That's how I feel about game collection and toys. I feel like, you know what, my childhood, overall, you know, I mean, it was good. I didn't get beat or whatever. I got everything I wanted, except when I wanted to get a new bicycle with more than one gear, I had to sell all my G.I. Joes. And let me tell you, to this day, I mean, there's an empty spot in my heart for the aircraft carrier and the space shuttle and Duke and Flint and Salvo, little very little known Joe. So I mean, there's no way that my kids are going to have to trade in their, you know, their Wii U games or whatever.
They're Wii. you realize that by the time we have kids, nothing will exist.
Shut up, God.
It's all virtual, man. It'll be holograms. You just have holograms. Like, don't throw your holograms
away.
Don't
sell your holograms. Yeah. That's a lesson. That's a fine lesson.
Ethan, when do you plan on having kids? When you're like 80?
Yeah.
He's talking about his cats. He's not going to let his cats sell their holograms.
Yeah, my cat's holograms are badass. They got cool they're the only cats that have holograms. The only people that have them.
I don't want to like disappoint anybody, but we're adults in child rearing age right now. Like I was 5 at the same age that I am right now. That my parents were my age, so it's pretty scary.
So you're saying like when we're like in our 40s, when we would actually be in the position to make
shut up, cat.
Someone's cat is listening.
It's my damn cat. I told her to shut up. What is she want?
Obviously, there's no cat here.
We didn't invite her to the podcast, did we?
No.
I didn't introduce her.
Let's get your gaming background, Kat. What's your gamer tag?
Oh, she likes to unplug consoles when I'm playing Skyrim. That's her gaming background.
How does your cat unplug a console?
Because she hits the power strip.
She's got human hands.
Oh, just the... Okay. She didn't actually unplug the thing.
No, she hit the power strip.
No thumbs.
Ethan, how about your horrible shout-out?
Mine is actually your... I learned something today from last week.
What'd you like about it?
Well, and I'm trying, and I wanted to read a quote.
Did you read
too. It? Yeah, I actually did. I wanted to read a quote too, because somebody read a quote of mine, or you read a quote of mine. This actually is one of the funniest things. I've seen firsthand how an entire city can be brought down if drugs are left unchecked. Babies replaced by guns aren't made from dead bodies, and people spouting flames from their hands do not make for the foundation of society. That babies replaced by guns. All I could think of was a bunch of cowboys out in the Wild West with babies and holsters. I liked the rest of the article, but I just had this mental image.
Babies and guns swap places.
Yeah. So, yeah.
No, that's kind of my pet project on the side is the I Learned Something Today series. And definitely had an epiphany last week when writing that article, because I honestly don't know where BioShock came from as far as when I was spinning the random wheel of video games in my head and landed on that and came up with those. But that's like the first big memory for me in that game was just walking around Rapture for the first time, and there's a baby carriage by one of the splicers, and she's like talking to it like there's a baby in there, and she runs away, and you look in the baby carriage and there's a gun in there, and so I was like, this place is kind of fucked up.
Someone gave birth to that AK-47.
I don't know. Depends what they were splicing. It's possible. Oh. Anything's possible in Rapture. Just to ask kindly enough. My shout out actually goes to two members of this podcast, because I was pleasantly surprised by Josh and Ethan's The Cursed Checkpoint episode on roguelikes. It was a genre topic that I was not really sure would be easy to follow in their format, especially with how easily distracted they are by shaking each other's hands. But it actually was really – it was entertaining and informative. Josh has a lot of experience with roguelikes. Ethan's been getting into them more recently, and I thought it was it made me want to play a few games that I hadn't heard of. So,
did you? Have you played any since then?
I haven't.
You played Binding of Isaac, though, didn't you?
I'm in the middle. I'm on a mission with a couple games right now, and I will come back to these games aren't going anywhere.
You need to play like one of the traditional ones.
I agree.
Yeah.
Just to try it. Do it, get slaughtered, and go.
I will probably play Dungeons of Dreadmore first, and then go from there.
Okay.
I don't know about the ASCII graphics.
Saying drop one down. Well, but you can get them with... Did you actually listen to the whole thing?
Yeah.
You got these with tiles.
Is the Tex Adventure in Saints Row, is that considered a roguelike?
There's a Tex Adventure in Saints Row? I haven't got there yet.
It's more of a choose-your-own adventure, actually.
Spoilers!
Not really.
Dude, play some of the story. It's really good.
Yeah, it really is.
I've done some.
Stop hitting people with
dildos. This one's not that far in.
Commit.
Do it. All right. From the chat, The Backdrifter would like to give a shout-out to Cole's first Gaming Crushes article, Your Unrequited Love Letter. Cole, who was your love letter to?
It was to Link. I love that guy. That's all you're getting.
It is dangerous to go alone. Take this.
Actually, part of the charm of the article was that I don't think you actually ever say Link's name for a while, and you just kind of
talk. No, until the end. I was trying to make it seem like I could either be talking about Mario or Link.
Oh, gotcha.
I don't know how successful I was.
No, I thought you did a really good job of vaguely explaining each game. Like, you could tell when you were jumping between the different Zelda adventures and just how often Link just kept leaving you. Like, he's kind of abused you a bit, Cole.
Yeah, well, we'll see. We'll see what this last... I haven't finished Skyward Sword yet, so we'll see what happens.
You'll show him. All right. On-the-spot question comes once again from the internet, from Danny Guterman.
He's... Oh, I'm sorry, man. I don't mean to laugh about your
Sorry,
name.
Dan. You have a shitty name.
Man.
He's a real person.
He is just, a real person.
It's just like a... You
and,
know.
It's me, Danny Guterman. Sorry.
Danny's a little topical this week. Recently, Tim Schafer has been talking about his desire to make another Psychonauts, and Notch of Minecraft fame jumped up and said, I would like to help you make that game. Who else should help Notch and Tim make Psychonauts 2?
Well, why... Notch loves the game, I guess, right?
I'm guessing.
He's a fan of games, though. He's he gets, you know, he gets giddy around other, you know, game developers and stuff. He's still, like, the indie guy. He's still the little guy. Like,
the question wasn't, can you analyze Notch in relation to Psychonauts?
Well, hang on. That's because why is Notch in there in the first place? Because... Is Notch even qualified to work on Psychonauts? Because if he's not, then we either need to get some people that are, or just might as well throw a bunch of other random people.
He's
I'm going to put Ethan on that team.
Are you kicking Notch out of the project?
He's fronting the money for the project.
I was going to say, Tim Schafer had said, you know, if someone comes up with him, I think he just kind of said it offhand, and Notch was like, I will, and it's funny, and then he's like, no,
but the internet,
I'm serious.
Got a hold of
let's
that.
Let's do it. Yeah, like, let's do this. Let's get this shit going.
We'll see how much he's saved up then.
Hey, well, somebody is going to be free after Valentine's Day. David Jaffe is the
David Jaffe on Psychonauts.
He should play Psychonauts or work on Psychonauts.
Oh, God.
You can get BJs for developing Psychonauts, too.
There'll just be like fake balls on the cover of the box of the game, like hanging off the front of the packaging.
It's not the Psychonauts I want to play.
What? Psychonauts.
Does anyone want to... Okay, Cole, thank you for actually answering the question.
You're welcome.
Ethan and Josh, would you like to throw another name into the hat?
Who else would I like to see with Psychonauts? I mean, like, I almost feel like the first Psychonauts was fine. Like, if you want a sequel to it, just front the money. So I could... Anybody that has money. Bill Gates, front the money.
We already have a guy that doesn't like the question. Don't be that guy, too.
No, it's a good question. I don't know, like...
Guterman is crying.
We did. No, I don't know. I mean, I don't know what anybody else would add to it. Maybe.
Well, who's made really good like adventure games like that, platforming adventure, whatever's like who recent times? Like who's done that well?
Oh, I don't know.
You know, is it like the Super Giant Dudes?
Let's see. I'm gonna say
Miyamoto.
there you go.
Throw a. Amy Hennig
for some good writing.
She was a part of the Soul Reaver series and just helping kind of with the platforming puzzles and some of the environmental
stuff. Just
a
writer. Well, there you go.
I mean, do we have to stay within the game industry? Because I wouldn't mind.
There aren't rules, but you guys keep not answering the question.
I wouldn't mind to see Steve Gutenberg come on and do some voice work.
Gutenberg.
Wait a second. I'm just saying.
Gutenberg,
Goldblum, Goldberg. any G and then something.
You just want some Jewish people working on the game.
Josh, I'm gonna just second that. I think I want to see. I want to hear Goldberg's voice as a helpful mentor.
But are you talking about Goldberg the wrestler or Goldberg the goalie?
The wrestler. Bill or Mike Goldberg of UFC announcing fame.
Oh, there's another one. Yeah,
I mean, like the Mighty Ducks references. And JP didn't answer the question either, but did come up with an interesting idea of. Kind of expanding on this topic of how would you make a all-star team of developers comparable to the team from the Expendables? Mm. So that's basically what we're asking. We're our superstar creative development team.
Well, what kind of game would that dream team make, though? I mean, it would have to be all so crazy ambitious.
A shitty one.
All of them.
It'd have to be shitty. Yeah. The dialogue
I think
should
it's
suck.
The Kingdoms of Amalur.
Kurt Schilling is Notch in this scenario. Just think about it.
Well, Danny, I hope you appreciated our non-answers on that.
I don't think you need that many really smart people working on any project.
It's almost counterproductive.
Too many bosses.
I'm scared.
Slow shit down.
Too many chiefs.
Yeah. Way too many chiefs. Yeah, you know, there's a that happens like to people. You hear about this shit all the time where there's just
too many chiefs, not too many chiefs.
Yeah. Well,
there could be too
it
many.
It could be either one, yeah. Too many chiefs.
Sometimes a chef is a chief. I have to say chief. Whatever. Just move on.
I'm going to try.
Le chief.
All right. The featured conversation. I know you guys are excited. February's theme is gaming crushes, and we're trying to look at that theme from all different angles. And so today, I don't really know. I've been talking. I even think I mentioned this on Twitter. I've been scared of this conversation for the last 2 days since we came up with
it. I wonder why.
But the original idea was just to kind of list our favorite video game couples and then also like our wannabe couples. And then I started thinking about it more and wanted it to be a little bit more random. So we've just started listing off video game character pairings or video game even. I'm opening it up to video game industry personalities and pairings, and let's just take a look at the pairings and answer the question, will they or won't they? So, Cole, you're going to kick us off, and what I'd like to do here is talk about your pairing and just give the background for it, and then ask the question, and we'll go, all four of us will answer, and you'll if it's your topic, you'll pick the final answer based on somebody's answer.
All right. Well, my first couple is kind of an unorthodox one. It's going to be a lot of unorthodox ones, I think.
Yes, we see.
But these two gentlemen fight over this one helpless female constantly. Her name's Peach. My couple is Mario and Bowser. You know, they've had many 25 years of battles going back to Super Mario Brothers all the way to what's the most recent Galaxy 2, I guess. Oh no, Super Mario Brothers 3D, Super Mario Land 3D. So I mean, I guess I could get into what kind of relationship they have, like, in my perspective. Like, I think eventually, you know, Peach may not be part of the equation. Luigi is going to sneak in there and steal Peach away from both of these two. And I think, you know, maybe it's time for them to realize what kind of love they can have for each other. Instead of fighting all the time. Because sometimes, you know, love is a very close emotion to hate. And they hate each other right now, but they could just turn the switch and switch it to love.
It's so, that easy.
It's that easy. So, will they or won't they?
I'll take this.
Josh Lee.
Oh, wow.
No.
I won't take this. Josh Lee will take this.
I'm hoping they thought it through, the two of them. I'm sure this crossed their minds. But...
What was there
physically?
Where's your evidence of this?
Physically, Mario's always going into pipes, and Bowser, he's like, Bowser's had kids, but where's his wife?
Kicking him out of the house all the time.
No Mrs. Bowser. So, you know, he's come out. I don't know, but it wouldn't work physically. How would the two of them make love?
I guess you forget that love overcomes all.
Except physical
no
issues.
Did you not? I know that I've read a book or something about a giant, like a mythological
like a giant?
And like a little fairy.
An Eli
and they came together. They were in love. Shaquille O'Neal, whoever he's married to. I mean, Yao Ming. Yao Ming. You know, like it's
he just compared Shaquille O'Neal and his wife to Mario and Bowser.
Well, I'm just, you know, I think they could do it. And to answer your question, I think Bowser's a hermaphrodite. I think he can self fertilize. That's where his kids came from. There is no Mrs. Bowser.
He's really Godzilla.
But he can grow and shrink.
He's the Godzilla to Mario's Matthew Broderick. And the two of them wouldn't hook up. So I don't think Mario and Bowser would either.
Lacey, save us. Save us.
You guys are taking this a little bit more seriously than I expected.
I take my job seriously.
I was going to say, excuse you.
I think absolutely not, just because I think Bowser's eventually going to win and destroy Mario.
You think
And I think it's going to be...
Mario won't have a choice.
And then we've got... I mean, I think that, Josh, some of your points are valid about how do they actually mate, because he's going to have the same problems when he does get Peach. But... I don't think Mario's part of the equation.
Where does Waluigi fit in?
That's a good question. I didn't even think about that. Wario and Waluigi might have something else up their sleeve.
or down their pants. That's horrible. Why is it all about sex and love? You can have love and not have sex. We're not talking about it.
You have to consummate at some point.
We're not talking about what they will.
We're not
children
here.
I think
it's part of life. It's part of love.
I'm impressed by
closeness.
Our partners on the podcast here, because they're trying to answer the larger question of love with this.
I think we solved it.
This is a lot more. I'm just cautioning you. This is a lot more open ended than you guys might think.
We need to get Mario and Bowser's real inside story. That's what we need.
Why do they hate each other in the first place?
True Hollywood story. Perhaps?
No, nothing. That's the game, the GBA, whatever. You guys never get my game references.
You're too intelligent. You really are too smart.
I am constantly dumbing myself down for you guys.
I can
understand,
especially for me.
All right, I'm gonna make. I'm gonna move on to my first couple. That is probably a little easier to grasp, I think. And I'm also lying because it's GLaDOS and Wheatley from Portal 2.
Oh.
So we're assuming that Wheatley somehow makes it back, and
from where?
Spoiler!
Where'd he go?
Somewhere.
Have you played Portal 2?
And can these two AIs get along? Will they or won't they?
You know, I mean, what are they? Do they have USB connections?
Wi-Fi.
Goes into what? Is that what we're talking about?
You have a one-dimensional mind.
Nail plug goes into the female socket.
Wheatley's a dude, and GLaDOS is.
Is it? They're AIs.
AI? Yeah, they can be chicks and dudes. AIs are chicks and dudes. USB and opposite USB. No? Okay. I haven't played the game. Here. Justin just ruined it because one of the characters goes someplace and comes back. It doesn't sound like a good place either. You know?
And they don't let you know whether or not they come back, obviously.
Yeah.
So my answer to the question is no, they won't take over the world. Because they weren't able to do it.
Oh, I see what you did there.
See, I'm just trying to help you out. You were just very, very focused on the parts involved in these hypothetical situations.
Well, are we talking, not to get too spoilery.
Oh, yep. Last time you said that, Cole, you completely spoiled it.
I know.
Warning.
I spoiled where Wheatley goes, but I'm not going to today. I want to spoil something else. If perhaps one of these would turn into some sort of farm product, are we talking about that? Or are we talking about when they're just their AIs? Or does it matter what they look like? Because looks don't matter in this situation.
I did not follow your farm product.
Farm product?
Well, you know, a crop.
Oh, okay. No, they can be...
I was thinking like insecticide.
Whatever physical form they need to be in for you to answer the question, just let us know.
Okay.
Does that help? Like...
Yeah, if they're just trying to take over the world, I guess, you know, you can be anything you want to be, really. Like, look at Pinky and the Brain. They were just two mice, you know?
Josh, what's your answer?
I think they're a perfect fit for each other.
Oh,
that's perfect nice. For each other.
That's cute.
They'll just shit talk until they just embrace.
They're going to annihilate each other.
Well, they will. They've exactly. And it'll be sexy. Robot sexy, but sexy nonetheless.
Sexy Annihilation, that's a good band name.
Ooh, I like that.
I'm kind of scared to do this, but we're going to go to Josh's first couple.
This is for you, Ethan.
Uh-oh.
Bill Reiser and Lance Bean.
Mad Dog and Scorpion.
Mad Dog and Scorpion. Like, if you leave Contra on the title screen, like, well, if you just sit there and hit select a bunch, eventually it goes to the attract mode, but they'll just stand there ass to ass all day long. Like, and what women could possibly handle those two guys, you know?
Like, at the same time?
In general.
Okay.
The, you know, the extreme manliness, the amount of just carnage that follows them, the trail of the dead, you know, like, behind them. Like, you can't, like, they're forever destined to be alone. Like, those kind of soldiers, you know? Mm-hmm. It's like Rambo, you know?
Yeah.
Because he's expendable. So, like, absolutely no way.
Nice.
There's no way that either of them will ever find love anywhere else. They should just turn around.
Embrace the hate.
Just turn around and face each other.
I'm gonna agree with you and say that they will, because I don't think these men can be stopped in any shape or any stretch of the imagination.
No.
Just, they cannot be stopped, so why wouldn't they?
Yeah, no, I agree. I just
yeah. This one's not even a debate, apparently. No.
Podcast over.
No, it'll be a debate.
Cole, what do you got?
So, I have some issues.
What's wrong with being gay, Cole? Why are you bashing?
I have no issues with that. Just look at listen back to my Mario and Bowser love. Well, I guess that's more kind of.
That's assuming the Bowser's not a hermaphrodite.
Gay love.
Yeah.
But I think that, why do they have to love each other?
That's the worst fucking argument.
That's really bad.
Yeah, it is terrible.
You've got nothing.
I agree with you.
Well, no, Cole. I think you're I'm gonna help you out here, because obviously Bill and Lance are going to save the world. And they're going to be heroes. They're going to be icons. Well, they are.
They're going
to
get mad.
They're going to have a lot of options. You know, they might not have a lot of options on the battlefield. But
when are they going to ever not be on the battlefield?
They'll always be on the battlefield.
They've been in some games. You know,
it's never going to end.
There's always more aliens.
No, and imagine. Always. Okay, imagine you've got all these options. Okay, but imagine being filthy, muddy. Your clothes are just getting ripped to pieces.
You're not wearing a shirt. You're sweating. You're fighting. You're glistening.
Am I wearing a bandana?
Yeah. And your buddy.
Real tight pants with rips and down the side.
Just tight enough that you could jump and spin, but not, you know, but also see some stuff. You know.
Can I stop imagining?
Yeah. Go ahead. No. But that bond that you build. Going. The bond of battle.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Try to break that bond.
Brothers
Try
it in,
right now. Like, break that bond.
Like being on a mountain?
Brothers in each other's arms.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's awesome. It's beautiful, if you ask me. It's freaking beautiful, if you ask me. You know?
So if they don't have time for love elsewhere, like outside of their battle, how are they going to fall in love with each other?
The battle love. They're just battling.
They'll be in the chopper, in the Huey, flying away from the exploding island. The wind's blowing their bandana and their... And their flat tops, and you know, in the wind stuff. They turn, they look at each other.
That moment.
They embrace with the five, the Predator five, which Ethan and I just did a little bit ago.
Dylan, you son of a bitch!
No, not that one. They went up here.
Oh, that one. Yeah.
They look at each other's muscles, and they fight it, but they pull in tight, real tight,
is
close
like,
to each other.
Is that like the Predator
we
handshake?
We started doing it.
No one knows, this is actually the Iolus and Hercules handshake from the Hercules series.
Another great couple.
Yeah.
Couples through time.
Wow.
Well, there wasn't as much debate on that one as I anticipated. So
we jumped all over that.
Let's go to Ethan's
Man,
first.
For a second,
pairing.
I thought I was Bill Reiser. For Did you feel like Lance?
I still do.
Anyway,
winks don't play on the audio.
You can hear the loudest wink of all time. You know, I feel like a big shit dick right now saying this one, because this one's obvious. But Jill Valentine and Chris Redfield. I mean, think about it.
Yeah. Well, come on. It's the obvious one.
Battle buddies. They battle. They're buddies. They were separated throughout that house. And, I mean, could you just imagine that? Like, how's Jill doing? I hope Jill's doing okay. Is she talking about me? Is she hanging out with, she's hanging out with Barry so much?
Hey,
what
Barry,
does that mean?
Hey, Barry, yeah. Did she say anything today?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Like, think about that. And then, like, I mean, they're always together. Like, really? You struggle through a conflict together, and then you're always on the same team, always with the same organization.
They haven't been together in a long time.
Yeah, they have.
When's the last time they were together?
Well, that game's about to come out, Cole.
I don't want so they're together in the future.
No. Okay. Revelations is not the future. Revelations is actually between Resident Evil 4 and 5.
It is?
Yes. It explains where Jill goes. But I mean, just imagine that. Like, I'd love to see that wedding. Like, that would be like the Kardashian wedding, but better. It would last a lot longer. It would be like Prince, what's his name, Bill, Prince Bill, and that chick. It'd be better than that. People would be excited about it. But you know that at any moment, a tyrant, or you know any other umbrella or tricell, creature could burst through there, and they just, you know, that passion, they shoot them and they just make love in the mutant goo.
Their in memoriam table would be quite large, though.
Yeah, it would. You're right. I don't know why I go, yeah, that's awesome, because yeah, they've lost a lot of
that's
people.
That's sad. Yeah, they lost a lot of friends.
But yeah,
I'm gonna go with they won't. Only because, for two reasons. If you're focused on this whole love and love-making answer to the question that you guys are fixated on for some reason.
Don't use us as an excuse to throw
in. I'm saying you guys are very one-dimensional.
Dirty
right
two
now.
Cents.
We.
Oh.
This is all. What the? You're, this is what you're focused on.
It's about to get two-dimensional.
Let's hold hands and kiss. We're in love.
Like, what about? Go ahead, Justin, and then I'll say what I got to say.
I believe love is out of the question for these two, just because sometimes just chaos follows people around and you can't get away from it, and there's just too many horrible memories you're going to associate with this other person.
And how do you think Chris is going to feel about Claire and Leon's time together?
Well, I mean, unless he wants to screw his sister, I think he's probably going to be okay with that. He's going to be happy.
I don't think either of them are going to remember none of these characters are going to remember anything about any of the shit that happened to them because of all the green herb.
It is true. And lowered inhibition, anything can happen. And I know Rebecca's kind of squeaking around there somewhere. I understand that. Okay,
how old is she?
She's a fling.
What was the
19.
African chick
she's of
name?
Age. She's of age. Five. Yeah, I'm just saying.
But on the other side, to kind of, I apologize. I keep trying to take this in different directions. I also think they won't ever beat the zombies. I just think there's too many sequels that are coming out, and eventually Jill and Chris are going
to
fall.
They're going to die. And also, if they wanted to be together, they would have done more than one game together. I mean, that's, you know, just saying.
You're just ignoring all the backstory. And have you, I mean, never mind.
Love will find a way. Didn't you say that?
It will.
Then they would have, and they didn't.
And
so they didn't, therefore, they're not.
Distance makes the heart grow fonder. Maybe their hearts are continuing to grow after this, what, is it like 18 years since the last Resident Evil game?
Yeah. 18 years later.
Yeah. Cole, what was your answer to the question?
Cole, did we lose Coleman?
Yeah, I think we've lost Coleman. Hold on one
second.
No,
I'm still here.
Okay.
What were you doing?
Sorry, I was coughing.
Will they or won't they, Cole?
I'm going to say they won't, just because of the threat of all those BOWs at their wedding. I don't think they'll ever go through with it.
Also,
you don't know. Chris has kept all his side pieces on the down low.
Side piece.
Well, that girl, you don't think he got some from that chick in Resident Evil 5? You got to be out of your mind.
She was hot.
Yeah.
Exotic hot, too.
Jill looks pretty good in Revelations.
She looks pretty good in 5 as well.
She's a nice dumper.
She looked really good.
You know, respectfully, I mean, in a total respect.
Easy, Jaffe.
from the chat, we've got a few couples to analyze here. From the back drifter, Dixie and Diddy Kong, will they or won't they?
Monkey loves the best kind of love.
Actually, Funky Monkey Love is the best kind of love, right? Funky Monkey
Love. Well, we didn't include Funky Kong. Are you throwing him into this equation, Cole?
No, I was just repeating one of Ethan's lines from his gaming crush.
Aren't they?
I think they're related. That's what concerns me about all these Kongs.
They're all Kongs.
Pretty sure they're donkeys.
So
kids.
I hope not. And also, they will never be in a game that I enjoy.
Right. Yeah,
I'm not a Dixie and Diddy. Just keep it with donkey.
You just like monkeys throwing barrels.
And next up, Samus and Metroid. Now, this is just Metroid.
The Metroid.
I'm assuming this is the little Metroid the baby Metroid that Samus rescued.
We actually talked about this earlier. They've already bonded.
It may have already happened.
Did you play the games?
I played them.
Because you remember, like, the Metroid already, they fused, and she's got the... Yeah. I can talk about spoilers, right, for fusion.
Yeah.
The Metroid, the DNA of the Metroid is inside her right now.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know about you, but when I put my DNA inside someone else, we're probably in love.
The answer to this question is, they done did.
Yes.
And from JP, Chip and Dale from the Rescue Rangers game. Will they?
Man, he loves animals, doesn't he?
He does.
Man, will they, robot animals?
Such a weirdo.
There's robot dogs in that game too.
That is true.
What about Monterey Jack and Zip? Huh?
Monterey Jack.
Not the question. Let's. That might pop up later.
He's got a beautiful mustache.
Chip and Dale. Will they or won't they?
They won't. They won't.
No.
They'll never be able to run a Fortune 500 company because Dale is too much of a jackass, and Chip is too much of a damn control freak.
Dale is holding you down, Chip.
Whoa, I see the opposite. I see Dale. He's a jackass, but he's got good ideas. Chip, on the other hand, he's got that stupid fucking hat. Bomber jacket. How do you get a bomber jacket that small? It's not even that. You know, are you a pilot? Shithead.
But shout out to all those Capcom Disney games. Shout out to all those Capcom Disney games of that 8-bit era. Those were good. The shit.
They were, yeah. Yep. Yeah.
All right, first kind of on the spot question. I don't even think you guys know this was coming.
I'm not even looking. I have no notes.
All right.
You're freeballing it. I respect that.
Mm-hmm.
Who is your video game man crush? Ethan, I'd like to ignore the article you wrote earlier in the week about these video game character fantasies being dangerous.
Oh, okay. Who
is your video game man crush? Josh, it looks like you have an answer.
I didn't even need to think about it. Solid Snake.
Yeah. That's more than a crush, though.
Book.
That's...
Love me some Snake.
The man or the booty?
Oh, man, he works it. Snake is... He's the ultimate man.
Snake.
Coleman.
I'm a Snake eater.
We go with Sephiroth.
Because
he's got some badass theme music.
He's mean.
And he can walk through fire and flame.
And he kind of looks like a girl.
There you go.
You've agreed to that, too.
Ethan?
You know, I'm going to stick with Resident Evil, and I'm going to have to go with Barry Burton, who's a family man. Got a big gun. Love that vest.
Dead man.
Not the most appropriate battle, you know, attire, but hey, it's Barry.
You love dead guys.
Absolutely. Big man.
Big man.
He's a bear.
Big man.
Barry the bear.
Bear's bear.
I may be saying this just because it's fresh on my mind from my article today, but I'm going to go with War, one of the Horsemen of the Apocalypse. I've a man crush on him.
Gee, that's not even a man.
I took the figure of a man.
In my chambers.
From the chat, Backdrifter has a tie between Alucard and Vivi from Final Fantasy IX. Little black mage.
Yeah.
JP is having a tough time deciding between Mega Man and Sora from Kingdom Hearts.
That shouldn't even be a debate. Mega Man, he's going to do so much for you, like so much more.
Mm-hmm. He's the Mega Man.
Yeah. Yeah.
He doesn't walk around with a chintzy keyblade.
He's got all kinds of attachments on that arm.
Yeah.
Cole, let's go to your second pairing.
All right, my second pairing, there's a lot of Final Fantasy couples you could choose from, like Cloud and Aerith or Sephiroth and Aerith, but I'm going to go with Final Fantasy VI, Terra and Locke. Yeah, I don't know.
They're two people.
What do I want them to do?
This is really straightforward.
I mean, I don't want them to fall in love because I think they kind of already did a little bit. I guess.
Do you have a thing for Terra?
Huh?
Do you have a thing for Terra?
I do. Okay. I like her second form, though. I think better than her original form.
Sounds
her
like you're trying to keep them apart.
Yeah, maybe
you
I do.
A wedge? There's a wedge here, isn't there? Wedge not is a potato wedge.
No, wedge is not involved. It's his lock.
He was
not
in that
wedge.
Game.
Although, you know, was her name Maria? She was pretty hot, too. The opera singer. Or she became the opera singer. Was that her name, Maria?
You're going to have to make some tough decisions before you answer this question.
Have you heard
that? Yeah, I kind of answered it like
recently,
off the top of my head, and then I'm totally changing. I hope they don't, so I can slide in there.
I think you stand a chance, Cole.
Back to
so science. I can fly around the world with green Terra.
But I think my answer is the same, whether it's Locke or Cole. I don't think they will.
And, damn it, why?
Because she's a video game character, and you're not in a video game. And
but according to Ethan's...
You can print out 2D sprites and you do whatever you want with those.
You do what you will, yeah.
What is it, your cavern, cavernous cavern?
With magical
Coochie cavern.
But Locke is a thief, and thieves cannot be trusted, and I just... I don't think he stands a chance. I think he's going to be...
Celeste was the one, the singer, I think. That's what somebody's saying.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, my train of thought. I was like...
Don't worry about me, guys. It's just the fan. Just keeping you cool. See ya.
What are you talking about?
The fan. So loud.
Our fans in
what?
The chat?
What just happened?
What? Ethan, be just, nice to these people.
I'm yelling at the...
Stop telling everybody how to make the sausage, bro.
So thieves cannot be trusted.
Show me your sausage, bro.
Thieves and espers.
Any other?
Locke was a thief?
Yeah.
I thought wasn't he flipping coins and shit?
Thieves?
No, that's
the wrong guy.
That's Seth.
Damn it. Oh, you idiot.
God damn it.
What an idiot.
He did rescue her, though. Is that right, Cole?
God damn.
And I guess
yeah,
Setzer,
he did. In the beginning of the game, he was part of the Rebel Alliance returners.
That kind of sticks with her. He can be her hero a little bit.
But she had that amnesia, so he could use that against, you know, he could use that to his advantage.
God, I don't like this Locke guy. Get in there, Cole. I don't like him.
Do it.
Yeah.
Josh or Ethan.
See what I can do.
I love thieves, and I think they could find a way to steal things together. I don't know. I'm sorry I didn't play this game.
Josh.
If you said Gal, maybe, but no.
Gal's an animal. I like Gal.
Yeah, he'd tear up anything you throw at him when he grows up. I think he's like 10 or something in the game.
You just got to give him some meat. Oh. He's ready to go.
Yeah, you know, these are like Final Fantasy end jokes. They can't be funny to anyone else but us.
I'm laughing and I didn't play the game. We're going to go with... a very important couple. Link and Zelda. Let's get down to it. Will they or won't they?
It's a big one.
What?
Didn't they? Did they ever... was there any sort of romance at the ends of any of those games? Or like in Skyward Sword, I didn't play that. Cole?
What is a Zelda?
Yeah, I think Skyward Sword actually has the most romance in it.
They're flirting in the beginning. I have not seen the conclusion.
They even kiss.
Oh.
What?
In the beginning. Ooh. Near the beginning.
Was it a peck? Or spoiler. Kind of a...
That's when he gets his wooden sword for the first time.
I'm going to say no, they won't, because Nintendo has to keep making these games, and they'll never stop, and so they can never be together.
I'm going to disagree. Okay. They always get together because... they're not the same characters all the time. It's not like, you know, they're just people with the same names. So all around the world, all throughout time, all the Links and Zeldas, wherever they're rescuing one another or whatever, they're going to get together in the end.
100% agree. He's not just the hero of time. They're the couple of time.
But if he rams her hard enough, do jewels come out?
Then Ganon's going to slide it.
Appropriately turns off the mic.
Oh, man.
Ganon is going to be Ganondorfing all over.
I was going to...
Oh, man. I'm going to Ganondorf when I get home tonight.
Change forms.
Josh, what is your pairing?
Gordon Freeman, Alex Vance.
Ooh.
And if we ever got Half-Life 3, we could probably find out whether or not this actually happens. God damn. So much tension. And you really feel like you're Gordon, you know, in those games. So I really feel like I should be with Alex, you know, when I'm playing.
Can you explain to me who Alex is?
She's the daughter of one of the scientists.
So she likes mute dudes, huh?
I'm always talking to the screen when I play that game, so I assume she's listening to me.
I'm sure there's plenty of women out there that would prefer a relationship.
Yeah, like Zelda.
With a silent protagonist.
Yeah.
In like Zelda.
Yeah.
Wow, these are just good couples so far. I can't really have as much fun with these.
I mean, Gordon and Alex were basically... I mean, they put just enough of that in there of her just like... You know, flirting a little bit with Gordon and stuff like that. I mean,
I just hope so, Josh.
Gordon needs it because he, like, at any point, he's going to be pulled out of time or whatever and just shoved into some other bullshit scenario by G-Man. And Alex, I'm assuming, will not be going with him. So let him have this.
Why would they develop
fucking
anything?
Make Half-Life 3 so the two of them can get together?
I would rather prevent love than have to deal with being sucked into a portal and never seeing my love again. Imagine that.
I don't know about you, but with my significant other, I would take 5 minutes with them versus a lifetime without.
God, you're sweet.
You're just saying that because she's in the chat.
I know for a fact that
I was picturing Alex Vance at the time, but if that changes anything.
It's okay. She was picturing Nathan Drake.
Yeah, there you go.
And your Valentine's Day Twisted Metal date is ruined.
But I'm going to go they won't, even though I have a lot of hope for them. Just because actually I've started to cheer for Gabe Newell to just never release Half-Life 3 and just tease us for the rest of time. I don't know. I get a kick out of it now.
Sitting there playing with his knives and Dota.
Yeah.
Make some fucking video games, dude.
I'm going to say they will because I'm writing a fanfic currently about these two, even though I've never met Alex before. But I want them to get together to have a happy ending.
I like that. Yeah, I like happy endings, too.
I bet you.
I love fanfic, though. Will you send that my way? Maybe I could...
Yeah, just as long as you don't turn it into, like, a slash fic.
Okay, don't send it my way.
All right, we've got some classic couples so far in this. Let's have Ethan wrap up this round.
Coming at you with a new one. Isaac of the Binding of and Satan.
Will they or won't they?
Will they or won't they? Well, it's teased throughout the game. I mean, there's that whole... Supposedly God told Isaac's mom to kill him, and then Satan's kind of like, hey, man, come here. Here's a fetus to hang out with that'll help you and shoot things.
Is this your Satan impression?
Yeah, I know. He's like a really skeezy guy. Like, I imagine, like, hey, come on over. But, yeah, I mean...
Come over here, Isaac.
Oh, my God! Don't do that again.
Let's be friends.
That's scary as shit. You do good impressions.
Thanks.
Cool. Cool stuff.
So it's not Isaac from Dead Space?
Mm-mm.
Okay. I need to rethink my answer then.
I was going to say, well, I mean...
Let me wipe away those tears. Is Isaac's mom's name Sarah, by any chance? Used to be Lube.
I don't...
No, it's just Mother.
It's just Mother.
Mother.
It's Mother.
Oh, she's crazy. She's in that job. I mean...
Mother and Satan, absolutely.
They already did, I think.
I was going to say, yeah.
Man, what a bitch.
There's just so much temptation throughout that whole game, you know? And, I mean, Satan doesn't have really great stuff to offer, but it depends on Isaac's frame of mind. His
ending's better than that basement.
He's pretty impressionable at this age, too.
He is. He's a young, naked child.
I think this one's hard to answer just because none of us have really played the same game. it's always different. It
changes
so,
every single time.
So my impression of Isaac is probably different than yours. And
well, it's the same character every time.
Yeah, it is the same character every time.
But
just different magic.
Sometimes you pee instead of
but it gives
cry.
You a different impression of him. Like, I know some people that have been very frustrated with this game and just think that Isaac's a pussy. And I have had a couple playthroughs where Isaac is basically untouchable and a badass. And so I'm...
What's that have to do with love?
I'm just saying...
You don't have to be a badass to
I'm trying to find a pairing for Satan. And in my mind, I can only compare that to Saddam Hussein from the South Park movie.
Yeah.
And to see how Isaac compares there. And... I don't think...
This is a no for me, too, yeah.
I don't think it's going to happen?
No.
It depends on how many hearts you have, I think.
No for Isaac or no for Satan?
Well, no for the pairing. Okay. And Isaac, he'll never be old enough to have those sort of serious relationships. He's forever zero.
That is true.
Just, it doesn't get any better for Isaac, it sounds like.
Man, I'm sorry. I thought of a depressing one. Shit.
From the chat, Backdrifter, trying to screw up our Zelda and Link perfect relationship by throwing Saria into the mix from Ocarina of Time. Should Link choose Saria over Zelda?
Zelda's got the money, yo.
Yeah.
Do them at the same time.
Oh.
Can you do that?
What about Sheik? Oh. Would you do Sheik?
I'd take Sheik over Zelda.
Wait.
It's the same underneath, right? Or is she like
transformed?
Yeah,
it's the same underneath.
No, I mean, like, is she like transform into something else?
Spoiler.
I think that one expired. Or JP wants to know, how about Navi and Link? They could hook up like Peter Pan and Tinkerbell.
I mean, didn't we kind of have that conversation about Bowser?
I think Link would murder Navi at some point.
Yes, I'd agree. Yeah, she's annoying as shit.
Shut up, bitch!
He's played Wishbone with her.
Especially
one
after he saved the world, I think his patience for her is gonna wear a little thin.
Yeah, listen Link to does this, a bitch. Shitty job of choosing sidekicks.
Yeah, I can't stand her. She could hook up with Slippy Toad. I should have put that on my fucking list.
That's Navi's perfect pairing.
Yeah, it is.
Slippy Toad.
Hey, listen. Oh, Navi. Let's go out to dinner tonight.
That's the worst Slippy Toad I've ever heard. Matthew Moses has jumped in. His pairing is any football player from Madden and a cheerleader. Will they or won't they?
I already have. They already did.
Yeah.
I think the classic Madden characters stand more of a chance with the ambulance driver. He gets up close and personal with him pretty quick.
I like his Chun-Li and Cammy pairing better.
Would you not jump in?
We were done with that. It was over.
Cole, you got nothing?
Not on Madden and a cheerleader. There's team rules against dating cheerleaders.
Is there really? That's
Wait,
stupid.
How about John Madden and the cheerleaders?
Okay. Now I'm back in it.
Wait, how about John Madden and his own games?
I don't think he knows what they are anymore.
Boom.
Boom. Boom.
Some tough acting to act.
Second question. Who is your video game female crush? Coleman.
Come back to me.
Ethan.
Come back to me, too.
Ethan, you can't say a Resident Evil character.
I was going to say any of the...
No, Resident Evil.
I was going to say any of the Sonya Blade from the Mortal Kombat movie, because she's real. She's got a real butt.
She's also in Billy Madison.
She's also married
to Pete Sampras.
Yeah, I love Pete Sampras. So I can
she is?
He's in a video.
He's
in a few video games. Would you like to change your male crush?
That's a freaking win-win. Well, no, I won't change that. But think about it. It's like, oh, this is really great sex, and it's Pete Sampras is in here. Look at that! Holy shit! I love you. I don't really like tennis, but you're a cool guy. You know, and you can go and play tennis together. I'm sure he wouldn't mind that you were doing his wife. You know, because you really like Mortal Kombat. That's all I got.
Josh.
I'm going to have to go with your character from Saints Row 3.
She was pretty hot.
Yeah.
You're looking at me when you said that.
Mm-hmm.
Did you mean my character or
you,
just...
You were behind you? That controller at the time.
You wouldn't know. You never played
just
with
saying.
Me. You've never played with me.
I don't know. I just... there's so many. I mean, you know, you could say
so
like the classic
women.
Ones, like Lara Croft or whatever like that, but I don't want like Angelina Jolie Lara Croft. I want like the game Lara Croft from like the new, from the trailer, from the new game. She seems so real, but like a gritty, yeah, see, you hear that?
You want the gritty Lara Croft.
Yeah, yeah. I wonder, and she's just, she's a little, she's like young, but, you know, experienced, and she looks at the world with those new eyes, even though she's already seen a lot. when she gets run through with a stalactite or whatever, she just, you know, she just, it's like grin and bear it, you know? And I like a woman that can grin and bear it.
I like her boots, too. She's got nice boots in that.
Cole, did you come up with one?
Uggs.
Yeah, you know, I enjoyed, I think her name is Chloe from Uncharted 2.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she. Speaking of nice asses in the Uncharted series,
thanks for stealing my answer. I gotta come up with.
Oh, really? I'm sorry.
The British chick, is that the British chick?
Yeah, it's Claudia Black, dude.
She's yeah. How about how about your female Shepherd?
Whoa, whose?
Yours.
Mine.
Oh, Miranda too. Damn.
Yeah.
Ooh.
See, that's the thing. Like, you get there are way too many. The game industry has produced way too many like attractive, tough females. Which is, I mean, it's good because the guys are the same thing. It's the opposite. But for those of us who've spent so many hours in the man cave staring at those butts, you know, of the female protagonists.
So, is this the toughest on the spot question we've asked?
Yeah, I mean, I could just flip flop all day on these answers, but.
Can I just say what Matt Moses said real quick
in
the chat?
I'm getting there.
Okay.
Is it? Yeah.
It's a Mortal Kombat reference.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah, we'll go ahead and jump to those answers. The brothers Moses have joined us in chat, and Matt would like to see a pairing between Lara Croft and the Mortal Kombat chicks. So
yeah,
and would also like to add that their brother Nathan has a crush on chocobos.
Oh shit!
And he would also like Shiva from Mortal Kombat.
Love that breeding mini game from Seven.
For four-handed hot handies.
Oh. Yeah,
and Backdrifter.
Cuatro caliente handies.
Backdrifter is going with Catherine with a K from the game Catherine with a C.
Oh.
I forget which one's which in that one. I think that's the
slutty one.
Which one's the slutty one?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, there was two characters named Catherine?
His girlfriend
game?
Is named Catherine, and then the girl that is seducing him is named Catherine.
Is Catherine. There are two Catherines.
I thought Catherine with a K was his girlfriend. I thought Catherine with a K was the...
Both slutty. Doesn't really matter.
Kylie also... likes the Uncharted chick.
Yeah.
So she's not just watching for Drake's ass.
Man. Hey, indiscriminate.
We have a correction. Catherine with a K was the girlfriend.
That sounded like the Backdrifter.
That's
he
cool
likes
too.
That's fine. Thanks for the clarification. It's Catherine with a K. And then JP getting a little greedy. All of the ladies from Final Fantasy X 2. He likes the J-pop. Final round of pairings here, gentlemen. Cole kicks off.
Oh, man. So, mine is a team who have had some successes and a lot of failures in the world of professional boxing. My partnership is Little Mac and Doc Lewis. Little Mac is a younger gentleman who might be one of those type of people who get taken advantage by the older authority figure in Doc Lewis.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know necessarily if this is a good partnership or not. Doc Lewis is awfully handsy with Little Mac in the corner of those boxing matches. And sometimes he can even give energy back to Little Mac.
Yeah.
So I don't really know.
There's a button to rub his shoulders faster and harder.
Right.
I mean, come on.
And he's always chasing him on a bicycle. And that's just kind of creepy. And he makes him wear this pink jumpsuit. It's just not a good... I'm going to say they won't because I don't want him to. Because I like Little Mac and he deserves better.
I, I think Doc Lewis has his work cut out for him, because Little Mac is, in his boxing tours around the world, is meeting a lot of other impressive gentlemen. And when you meet Mr. Dream, you don't really forget about Mr. Dream. Oh. That's all I mean.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Who's Mr. Dream? I don't know that version.
Anybody else? Well, there, won't they? Little Mac and Doc Lewis.
No, you know what? I think Little Mac, he probably gets around on the circuit.
He's
because
pretty focused.
He is pretty focused.
Well, yeah, but picture the dudes that, these like big, aggressive, like pent up, angry, lonely men.
Yeah.
And it's just like, let's just punch and fuck.
God damn.
You know?
How could you ruin something beautiful?
Blame it on Bald Bull, not me. Look.
That bull rush.
God damn.
Oh, man.
Von Kaiser.
You know, I mean, King Hippo's always dropping
those
his drawers.
They look like it's like the Village People. Like all those guys, like every dude in that game looks like he could easily be attracted to Little Mac.
Ethan, thoughts before he...
I
okay.
I've got nothing.
I'm going to change it up. My pairing is Robo and Frog from Chrono Trigger.
Robot and a Frog?
Yeah. Is there hope for a robot and a frog man? Will they or won't they?
That's just weird.
Yeah. Well, if the robot...
Is that where Josh Lee draws the line?
Yeah, I'm just... I'm
mechanical beings
BCL,
and animal people.
Frog people, yeah. I mean...
Is it the frog or the robot that's
I think
the
we've
problem?
All put a firecracker in a frog's butt before. So, like, and that's an inanimate object. But it's like, it's firecracker's not a lot. It doesn't have, like, intelligent... I don't know, that's weird, man.
If the robot kisses the frog, does he turn into a human?
Robots are just a bigger robot.
Yeah.
Well, that might be the curiosity that kicks things off.
And I've always wondered, if you're a frog man, and this is, I have the same opinion on werewolves, too, is do you like frogs or men? You know, like what we're like, because they don't change. Like, I feel like if you're a werewolf and you're a dude, you like a chick or another dude, you know. But when you turn into a werewolf, do you like dogs now, or do you like humans too? Or if you're a dude, like a human, do you like dogs at that point? It's just that.
Why does that answer matter when it's a robot?
Is it what kind of robot is that?
Oh, it's a rapping robot.
Yeah.
He can dance.
What would? I don't know. Like, that'd be cool. Yeah. Friendship, you know.
Okay.
Yeah. It's cute, but that's not love. Love isn't cute.
I don't think they will. But when they have time travel on their side, you know, whoever really wants to pursue the hardest can get pretty creative and find other, you know, they might be a little manipulative, but they might win out. So
not only do they have time travel, Frog has an unbelievable tongue.
Yeah, but you don't want to get
a robot would not appreciate that.
You don't want to get a robot moist.
You don't know about that.
You know, you want to avoid moisture and slime with robots because I'm not speaking like.
But a robot could get worse.
Ethan,
that is true.
Let's go to your final pairing.
My final pairing. This one actually, shout out to JP because I mean this is really an astute point on his Mega Man and Rush, the robot dog. A robot boy and a robot dog. What kind of a relationship could come from that? According to JP, I don't know, JT Timberlake, JP, a beautiful relationship. Because nothing says loving like a robot dog.
I thought you were going to say Easy Bake Oven.
Well, same thing. I like Easy Bake Ovens, too. Well, and a robot dog could turn into one. Because it's Rush.
Or Mega Man's rear end.
There's options there. He has all those gadgets. I just think he'd be useful. You know, like sometimes you find someone and you're in a relationship with them and they're not like attractive, or they don't make a whole lot of money, or you know, they don't take care of themselves physically that much, but they have skills that mm-hmm. you know, help keep them around. You know what I mean? And I think that's kind of Rush.
I just feel, I don't know, he'd be taking advantage of Rush, but on the other side, Mega Man's kind of awkward. I don't know what he's looking for.
You know what he's looking for? He's a dominatrix. He makes Rush do all these things, steps, walks all over him.
I think, yeah, you're right. He might be the robot masters. There's got to be a few of them that may have his attention more so than Rush. I think
he's already been inside Rush, though. I mean, I meant submarine shape. What did you guys think I meant?
Yeah, submarine shape is right.
Submarine shape.
There, no way. No.
Bounced off. A couple
listen,
times.
All kidding aside.
Okay, let's get serious. We're talking about the love between a robot and a robot dog. Let's get serious.
Mega Man has feelings. He's Pinocchio. He's a real boy. I mean, that's the right. I mean, we all get it. He's yeah. fucking Pinocchio. And there,
he's
and if,
the whale.
And no, the dog is man's best friend. Therefore, I think Rush is Mega Man's best friend, yeah. and you don't.
Yeah.
No, you don't fall in love with your best friend. Because you don't want to risk ruining that relationship.
What about No Strings Attached BCLE? That's what I'm talking about. I'm not saying love.
God damn it.
Buy that.com. That is going to come back to make us.
I'm not buying that.com. That is not that is not going in my name.
No. I will not go down.
JT?
Josh, let's take this home.
I know you're going to judge me for this, but just hear me out. Epona?
Horse.
Aggro.
Other horse?
Yes. This aggro is Wander's horse from Shadow of the Colossus, a male. Epona, Link's horse, female. These are two animals that have been destined to get thrown off cliffs.
That's your Skyrim horse.
But there was. I don't want to give away spoilers. Shadow of the Colossus spoilers, but the horse has a valiant moment there. Epona does the same thing, but they're tethered to owners, you know. And I would like to think that at some point after these games, they would just run off into a field free, you know, just grazing and whatnot, and they could run into each other. And they could have some just beautiful little horse babies.
It's nice. I think this is the nicest story out of any of our any of our pairings.
Yes, until you think about what horses look like when they come out of the horse butt. When they're born, it's all like slimy, like it's yeah, it's but, like a blob.
I, would, I think Genuine starts playing, you know, and they see there's like there's a fucking like sequin like jewel encrusted barn. You know, just with a bunch of soft pillows, and they go in there and they lie together and have just beautiful relations.
I think Epona's got her work cut out for her, being aggro.
Yeah, okay.
Aggro's... I like the story a lot, but aggro... He's witnessed a lot of... I like to think, throughout his adventure around the Colossi... That he's witnessed some pretty magnificent creatures, and
an opponent is not a magnificent creature.
Ganondorf is pretty a magnificent creature.
So you think opponent's? I think Aggro's just got more going on in his world than he might not pay attention to opponent. That's all I'm saying.
I think you're underestimating what opponent's been through, and I think opponent is gonna. Well, it wasn't maybe as like a dark or kind of fucked up world, but. There was some bad shit that happened. A lot of things died. Epona was there, you know, running around, dude shooting fucking arrows off her back. Same thing with Aggro.
Hey, and Aggro's got to get his.
Yeah, right. And what else is he going to go after? You don't have a fucking robot horse. And a horse can't love a man. Well, I don't know. Did you guys see Marshall Bravestar? There was a robot horse, actually, in that. But anyways... Yeah, I mean, I don't see why they aren't the absolutely perfect video game couple. Like, just the ones that deserve it the most, really. You know?
I'd say, especially out of our selection, I would agree.
So.
Any other closing thoughts before I move on to our final suggestions from chat?
About horse love?
Yeah, I was going to say.
No, we'll come back to that on the
Oh, okay.
Matthew Moses would like to throw out Master Chief and the Blue Chick. I think he means Cortana.
Yep.
I think a lot of Halo fans want to know this answer, and I don't think they're ever going to give it to him.
You know what? She's like inside his brain, man. You can tickle all the little receptors you want without ever having to touch. Like, you can have the conversation. You can have.
Is this another stimulus they done did?
Done did. Mm-hmm.
And our final question of the night. So we've done our man crushes and our female crushes. What's your other video game other crush? Because there's a few other types of characters out there. And maybe I should have put war in this category.
Because,
yeah, it wasn't just the man. But
are you asking us what kind of creatures we'd like to fuck? Just say it. Don't beat around the bush.
Hey, I hooked up with Liara in Mass Effect for a reason, and
I like those cacti in Final Fantasy VII.
God, you know, damn the ones that,
or the guys with the lantern. Hey, you know, kill you with one hit, make you fall in love with two.
Yeah.
God damn it!
Did I miss the point of that?
I don't want to. You know what? I don't. Like, not that it matters, whatever, but I'm straight, you know, I like chicks or whatever, but I can appreciate a beautiful penis, and a colossi has got to be just slanging some stone and hair, like, that you have never seen before.
I mean, obviously, it's something.
I'm not saying I want to find its weak point and stab it. But just a picture of climbing up that thing.
It might find your weak point.
You know, you just hope you don't lose your grip.
Oh, you know? Boy.
Okay. I thought I'd also like to mention that your brother Matthew, Ethan, thinks that Parappa the Rappa would make a great wingman.
It's a category that we could add next year if we do this horribly
musical
confusing
game-based character.
How about Seaman?
Oh,
holy shit. Can we talk about Seaman for a minute?
Like, I think we're out of time.
Oh, damn.
It's going to do it for our will they or won't they discussion. I hope you are all taking notes and learn something about yourselves this evening. Wrap up the show with...
I think other people learn things about me. I don't know.
Human face,
they
fish
think they
ass.
Do.
Just real quick, HorribleNight.com updates. We're still kind of on a roll with our new podcasts. You will see live episodes of The Horrible Show every 4 weeks, and in between episodes of The Horrible Show are Super Gaming Best Friends podcast, where we're discussing the games that we're playing, is off to a nice start, and you are also getting a dose of The Cursed Checkpoint once or twice a week, and we'll be trying to keep those episodes coming your way. If you have topics that you would like us to cover, feel free to reach out on our contact form or email us at ask@horriblenight.com, and... if you haven't found us or given us a review on iTunes, you can help support the site and the shows by rating us and giving us a review there, and we'd appreciate it. So I think that's going to do it for the live show tonight, gentlemen.
Man, already.
How are you all feeling?
I'm feeling like I'm in love.
Yeah.
God,
I hope my wife didn't watch this one.
Thanks, everybody out in chat. JP, thanks for hanging with us. The Horrible Show will be back again in 2 weeks, and we will be back live in 4 weeks. For everybody else that's hanging out in chat right now, we're going to take a little bit of a break here, and then Ethan, Josh, and I are going to set up for a little bit of live gaming action. We're going to be playing Elevator Source live on Twitch TV, so stick around for
that. It's going to be so thrilling.
Mm-hmm.
The most exciting game experience you have ever witnessed.
I think it's going to be at least more comfortable than this show.
No, it's not. No. It's going to be great.
I think
it's going to beat Pole Riders.
This will be the first time we have played video games together, and I think that this is monumental. I mean, is anybody else...
Aside from Pole Riders, you mean?
Aside for Pole Riders.
All the live events that we've done?
Yeah, but we didn't really...
Why are you lying to end the show?
We didn't really
just
play,
lost
like,
all...
He lies all the time.
I do not! Shut up.
I think your power's about to go out.
Is it?
I know mine is. Time to get back to Reckoning.
Yeah, I was going to say. I wish you would have skipped tonight, though, Cole. I wouldn't feel so bad. The whole CNC.
I wish you weren't here, Cole.
Bad. Yeah. Well, no, I like you, Cole. I'm just...
Ugh. All right.
Don't use me as a scapegoat.
The Horrible Show signing off. We will see you next time.
Have a horrible
bye-bye.
Night.
Bye-bye.
Deuces.